Our next case, 3-1110, or 13-1110, 13-1111, and 13-1112, State of Ohio versus Todd Brown, Jeffrey Shipley, and Raymond McLeod. For the state, Ms. Arnold.
Thank you. Let's make sure you can hear me. Madam Chief Justices, may it please the court, my name is Jennifer Arnold, and I am here from the City of Alliance on behalf of the State of Ohio today. You're asked to answer the question regarding the ability of the Probate Division of the Court of Common Pleas to issue a search warrant. As you have seen through our brief, the contention is that the Modern Courts Amendment in 1968 abolished the separate probate court. There is no such thing, as is indicated in 2931, there is no such thing as a probate judge. They are now the Probate Division of the Court of Common Pleas.
But the statute still is on the books.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're saying that we should ignore that statute because it was never amended to reflect the Modern Courts Amendment.
That's correct.
And what portion of that, the whole statute, you would have us ignore?
No, I would have you ignore the term probate judge and probate court as was done in state. I don't want to say ignore, ma'am. What I want to say is that the procedural rules that are promulgated by this court, Rule 2 indicates that a judge of the Court of Common Pleas has the ability to issue search warrants. And I am asking you to find that that is the more correct rule rather than the 2931-01, that you are able to make that decision instead of the legislature.
Are members of the probate court in multi-court jurisdictions simply operating as a division of the Common Pleas Court in those counties?
Yes.
And aren't probate courts now record courts?
Yes, sir.
So if we take it out of a multi court jurisdiction and go to a single county, such as
where I'm from,
Enwert, Auglaize, we only have one judge.
Yes, sir.
So which judicial officer is it that issues the search warrant in those counties?
In those counties, it would be the single common pleas judge.
Who is a domestic, juvenile, probate, and general division jurist?
Correct, but I believe there is also a county court or a municipal court judge in those jurisdictions who could also concurrently issue search warrants.
What we're trying to do is ferret out whether or not a probate court judge has the authority to issue a search warrant.
Yes.
And it would occur to me that in some jurisdictions, the jurist who exercises the authority of the probate court also issues search warrants in those counties because he or she is the only jurist in those counties.
Sir, you are absolutely correct.
And simply because we have a greater population base and a more specialized court, the authority of a probate judge is now being challenged to exercise the right to issue a search warrant in this case.
Yes.
But that jurist in the probate court in those jurisdictions is also a member of the general division, and the administrative judge could reassign that judge. Am I right about that? Do we still have administrative judges assigning?
We do have administrative judges
jurists
assigning
to different divisions.
But they are specifically elected, at least in Starr County where I'm from, they are specifically elected to the juvenile domestic division or the probate division.
So in this instance, would Judge Parks have the right to hear a criminal case, in your view?
Yes, because she is a judge of the Court of Common Pleas.
Could she hear a domestic case?
She could be assigned by the because she is a member of the General Division, she could be assigned by the administrative judge or by the Chief Justice to hear either of those. And some of the cases that I gave you in my brief.
Was she assigned in this matter?
She was not.
So there was no, assignment by the visiting judge and certainly not by the Supreme Court?
No, ma'am.
So without that assignment, and that's why you have a problem, we wouldn't be here if she was assigned to that role. Just like those, you know, five courts or five counties that we have in the state of Ohio where there's one judge that wears all the hats of every division of the general division. You know, there's five judges that have that distinction. But here, there are general division judges, there's probate judges, and juvenile judges.
That's correct.
Okay, so the question becomes, without an assignment, what is Judge Park's authority here? And that brings us back to your request that we ignore portions of the statute that you say is archaic, given the modern Courts Amendment.
Correct, that's what I'm asking.
Wouldn't it be appropriate if it's doing search warrants in the middle of the night or on weekends and holidays is a burden for the administrative judge, if the probate judge is to be used in that role, to simply do up a duty roster and assign the probate judge to do search warrants on certain specified days along with all the other, in other words, put up a chart on this day, you're the judge that's on call, and on a certain day, by order of the administrative judge, the probate judge will serve in the role of a general division comma police judge for the purpose of responding to requests for search warrants. That would be clean.
If that's what you tell us to do in the future, then that's what we will do. That's why we're here, to find out what to do in the future. In this case, the Court of Appeals found that based on the good faith exception, this evidence would not be suppressed. For my purposes, it's a geographical issue. Judge Park happens to live in Alliance, so rather than have to drive to Canton or to Maslin.
There's no muni judge in Alliance?
Yes. No, I'm sorry, there is one. Yes. But if that person happens to not be available, we only have one. So if that person happens to not be available, it was formerly Judge Lavery, now it's Judge Sumbar, then, you know, then we're out looking. And so the whole purpose of this case is for you to tell us what to do in the future.
Okay. Counsel, if we could talk. I was going to say, with respect to the search warrants, though, usually a judge is not assigned to a specific case and then issues a warrant, correct?
Not in my experience, no.
It's usually the officer goes to whatever judge is available.
That is correct.
And your position is all common pleas judges now are courts of record. I mean, despite the division, if we had a juvenile judge in a different jurisdiction and that was the judge available, you would say that still should be a good search warrant?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
If we could talk for a second about State versus Cotton.
Yes.
And in that case where the court said there's no such thing as a probate judge, there's no such thing as a probate court. But the distinguishing feature in that case would be that you were talking about a situation where a judge had been assigned by the Chief Justice. Are there any cases where we don't have that distinction?
In the Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm.
No, I do not believe there are any cases where we have that distinction, but I'm glad you brought that case up, because in that case, this court previously said that 293101 that we're talking about, that's no longer correct, that there is no such thing as a probate judge. So what I'm asking you to do is to find that for all cases rather than just the specific case of the three-judge panel where a person was assigned.
But in Cotton, there was an assignment.
Correct.
Okay, and that's why 2933 was not appropriate, that the assignment under the constitutional authority of the Supreme Court trumped that statute.
I would suggest, ma'am, that If there had been a separate probate court that had not been a court of record, as was previous before the 1968 amendment, that the Supreme Court could not have assigned to them because they were not a common pleas judge.
Of course, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the case Cotton, which was, 1976?
Yes.
And the judge was assigned
Correct.
To that, to handle this. The probate judge was assigned. So you can't say that the statute precluded the assignment by the Chief Justice, and that's what that case was all about.
Correct.
Okay, here we don't have any kind of an assignment. So we can't, without that authority, even under Justice Pfeiffer's example, where you had a duty roster, there still would have to be an order put on that for the purposes of being on this duty roster, and you're the juvenile court or you're the probate court, you are standing in the shoes of a general division judge for those days.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, the distinction in Cotton doesn't help you. That's what I'm saying. I don't see where Cotton helps you.
But didn't Cotton relate to Section 4, Article 4, as amended, the Modern Courts Amendment?
Correct.
I thought Cotton was specifically referring to that amendment as saying that trumps the idea of the statute that talked about the probate court being separate.
Yes. It's my argument, and if I think I can answer your question now, I don't think any common pleas judge needs to be assigned. A common pleas judge is a common pleas judge, and therefore they do not require an assignment because they have jurisdiction based on, as Justice Lasinger just pointed out, the constitutional amendment. I didn't have opposition, so I wasn't really sure what you all would be expecting. Unless you have any more questions, I would like to conclude.
Is this matter arising because of the proximity of the of Judge Park's home to Alliance? Is that what this is about? It's just a convenience factor, so the police officers don't have to travel to Canton, for example?
For my specific purpose, yes, that is how this arose. But now that I have seen all of the conflicting rules and statutes, and particularly since in this case the Fifth District Court of Appeals specifically said they were not going to follow Johnson, I can see why it would be a problem in future matters. But for me, it's a logistical issue.
But were there any other jurisdictions where this issue has arisen, either with probate or juvenile or domestic judges issuing search warrants?
The State versus Johnson, which I pointed out in my brief, the Fourth District found that they did not need assignment and that the search warrant was upheld because the probate judge was a judge of the Court of Common Pleas. And then the Fifth District in these three cases said we declined to follow that.
Okay, thank you.
And were the jurist, the domestic relations court jurist?
No, there were cases, yes. There were cases there were other cases cited in my brief where they were the combination, as you've talked about, some jurisdictions there's a one common pleas judge, and some there's two, a general division, and then a domestic relations / probate. And in those cases, they kind of sidestepped the issue and said, well, we don't have to find that the probate judge is okay, I'll call it the probate judge for the purposes here. But since they're juvenile domestic relations, they specifically are okay. So they sort of sidestep the issue, and I think that's one of the reasons we're here, sir.
Would you be arguing that a domestic relations court jurist could also issue a search warrant in a given case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the matter under advisement, and you will be notified of our decision.